Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, for the Chayalim HaKdoshim, for the Chatufim HaSovlim, and for Avimarani Maras Yichyul, Yaakov Yosef, and the Rufuas, Golan ben Gabriel, Amate Metro, Lishida ben Ruti, Eliezer Chaim ben Esther Sima, Ben Zira, Yom Yosef ben Chana, Chachav Vega Vasu Das Vasi, Dina Bazar Vasa Das Vasa Sura Das, and Achigil Vasu Chaim Tzvi, Chatzach Hazor Chanel and for Daniel Eli ben Shlomit, Baruch Hazor Chos HaYodov, Mare Rabbi Yisai, Anachnu Ochazim Achshav, B'siyat HaTishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Kach Tov, הוא כל כך מיטיב עמנו, וחסדיו הם כל כך מרובים עד שאין הפה יכול לבטא אותם. שהגענו מעבר לכל המיליארדי החסדים האחרים שהוא עושה רגע רגע, אבל החסד שאני רוצה להצביע עליו עכשיו, הוא שאנחנו עכשיו עומדים בפרק ה', הלכה י"ב בהלכות מלכים. ואנחנו, כדרכנו בקודש, ננסה להעמיק בזה, על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו, מאור עינינו לשמור זכות אהבת נפש, כהן רב דוד זצר, מורנו ורבינו ראש הישיבה. והרמב"ם כותב, לעולם ידור אדם בארץ ישראל, אפילו בעיר שרובה עקום. ואל ידור אדם בחוצה לארץ, אפילו בעיר שרובה ישראל, שכל היוצא לחוצה לארץ, כאילו עובד עבודה זרה, שנאמר כי גרשינו היום מסתפח בנחלת השם לאמור לך עבוד אלוהים אחרים. ובפורניות הוא אומר, ועל אדמת ישראל לא יבואו, כשם שאסור לצאת מהארץ לחוץ על הארץ, כך אסור לצאת מבבל לשאר הארצות, שנאמר, בבל היובהו, Vishama Yehiyu. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a land, in a city that's mostly Goyim, and not live in Chutz Laretz, even in a city that's mostly Jewish. In other words, you can live in Woodmere, Muncie, Teaneck, you live in a very Jewish city, Chutz Laretz, or you can live in a non-Jewish city or a non-from city in Eretz Yisrael, Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, Cholon. What's better? The Rambam paskens, it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's a Goyish city, than live in Chutz Laretz, even though it's a Jewish city. Because anyone who leaves and goes out to Chutz Laretz is like he's Eved Avod Zarah. As David HaMelech says, that you expelled me today from being in the inheritance of God, and they said, go serve idols. And they weren't telling him to serve idols, he just had to run away to Chutz Laretz. So running away, leaving Eretz Yisrael, is like being serving idols. And about Peronis it says, about tragedy it says, Vel Admas Yisrael lo yavo. You're not going to come to Admas Yisrael. So that's a tragedy, that's Peronis. So you see here that, first of all, you should live in a town, live in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's Ruba Oved Kochavim, and that leaving Eretz Yisrael is like being Oved Avod Zarah, and David says when he has to leave Eretz Yisrael, he has to go to Gat, he has to go to Moab. So that's like, that's command, that's like being Oved Avod Zarah, that's being told, like being told to be Oved Avod Zarah. And by Peronis it says, and just like it's Usser, to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, so too you're now to go out from Bavel to the other lands, as it says, Bavel Yuvu Vishama Yiyu, that you should be, you're going to be brought to Bavel, and you should remain there in Bavel. Ad kan midivrei kacho. Shall a Rambam, so you see the Mile of Eretz Yisrael and the Mile of Bavel. in order to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, in order to leave Babel to other lands. Makol Devrei Rambam, Heme Abraita Bektubot, Bedav Kuf Yud Amud Bet, Ein Sham Tenu Rabbanan Leolam Yadur Adam, Kilashon Rambam Kan, right? The Gemara's Lashon there is like the Rambam's Lashon over here. It says there in the Gemara, Leolam Yadur Adam Beretz Yisrael, Afilu Bir Sheruba. The correct gears is Goyim, Ve'al Yadur Afilu Bir Sheruba Yisrael, Shkol Adar Beretz Yisrael, Kumishi Ishlo Aloika. That's the Rambam, that's the Gemara. The Rambam is basing himself on the Gemara. And we have to understand, because the very same Rambam, in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Deis, in the first Halacha, writes, Derech b'riyato shel Adam, leyot nimshach b'deotav u'b'masav achar re'av v'chavirav, v'noheg kemenhag anshei medinato. Lefichach, צריך אדם להתחבר לצדיקים וכן אם יהיה במדינה שמנהגותיה רעים בין אנשי הולכים בדרך ישרה ילך למקום שאנשי הצדיקים ואם היו כל המדינות שהוא יודם ושומע שמועתן נוהגים בדרך לא טובה כמו זמננו או שאני יכול ללכת למדינה שמנהגותיה טובים בני הגייסות ובני חולי שיושב יבדו יחידי ממורים אחדים שהם מניחים אותו לשב בנינה עליהם כן יתערב בהם ונוהג בנהגה מרה, יצא למדברות. The Rambam says here, unequivocally, that the way of man is to follow his society, to follow his culture, to follow his surroundings. And therefore a person has to connect to tzaddikim, because we're impacted by our surroundings. And if he's a medina that has bad menhagim, they have a bad way of acting, they're not going in this medina, they're not acting the way Jew should act, person should act, he should go to a place where there's tzaddikim. And if all the Medinas that he heard about are not going in the right way, like in our days, the Rambam says, what would the Rambam say today? What would the Rambam tell you to live today? Where do we have a Medina that anashe tzaddikim? You know, everybody is in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Givaldic. It's the Eretz Chemda, Eretz Hashem, Eretz Asher Enei Hashem Elokecha Barim Shoshana V'Lachar Shoshana. Eretz Tova Rochava, Eretz, so many good things, Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, so many good things about Eretz Yisrael. But Lemaisa, the majority in Eretz Yisrael are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs fully. As Baya Gdola Me'od Rabotai, Baya Gdola. Bintayim. So the Rambam says, go to a place where everybody's acting properly. And if you can't go to a good Medina because of the bandits or illness, so sit alone. And if the only way you can live with people that live in a society is if you interact with them, and it's not a kosher society, then run away. Go to the desert. The Gedolim say that they used to say that the yeshivas are the desert today. That's where you have to run away to. But unfortunately, the outside world has infiltrated the yeshivas because person has a little machine in his pocket, very, very small machine. But that machine connects him to the whole outside world, unfortunately. So that's it's hard today to find anybody who's shielded off from the negative influences of the outside world. So there are Sridim, Asher Hashem Koreh, who are, but they're rare, unfortunately. And I'm certainly not among them. Halavai. Halavai. קופנים, אנחנו קצת סטינו מהנושא העיקרי, היסודי, המרכזי, שאנחנו דנים בו, והוא, that the Rambam seems to be contradicting himself, because the Rambam here says, to live in Eretz Yisrael, even in Yosha Rubo Akum, what's Akum? Akum is the Ovdi Avodazar, and the Gemara says Goyim, maybe the Rambam's original Nuscha is Goyim, but still, you know, we're not talking about Tzadikim. You're going to be influenced by Goyish ideals, by Goyish values. But the Rambam says, no. Better live in Eretz Yisrael, in a Goyish place, or a non-frum place, than in Chutz Laretz, in a frum place. But how can that be? How does that shtem? How does that square with the Rambam? How does that dovetail with the Rambam in Deis? Where the Rambam says that you're impacted by your society, and you can't live amongst not kosher people. You can't live among people who aren't acting correctly. So it must be, כשהרמב"ם כותב כאן, לשבת בארץ ישראל בעיר שרובה עקום, היינו בעל כורחנו, we have to say, we're compelled to say willy-nilly, בשכונת ישראל. You're living in a Jewish neighborhood, right? So you're living in a, it might be a goyish, it's rubo akum, rubo goyim, right? Like I said, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, the rov today is not, at least according to statistics, is not fully observant. Observant people are, I think Haredim are maybe 13% of the population in Israel. Then you have Dati Lumi, Baruch Hashem, many Dati Lumi, but the majority of the population is not Haredi, is not Dati Lumi, it's not there. They call Mesorati or Chiloni. So what does it mean? So you have to live in a shchuna, even though you're right, the Medinas might not be in the, certainly the Rosh Hashanah Medina are primarily not the Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs, very sadly, very, very sadly, tragically, I would even say. But live in a from neighborhood, live in Ramat Beit Shemesh or in certain neighbors in Yerushalayim or in Bnei Brak or in Kiryat Sefer or in places like that in Shchunot Shchunot Datiot, Shchunot Charediot. If a person wants to live in a Dati Lumi, he can live in Efrat, he can live in Ptuel, he can live in Beit El. So you have a from places to live in. And that's where one should live, according to the Rambam. Because in Hilchos Deis, the Rambam wasn't mechalek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam says, it doesn't matter where you are. The Yikar is how they're acting. If they're not acting properly, don't live there. And yet here the Rambam says, you can live in a place that's mostly Akum as long as you're in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be that what the Rambam means is you have to live in it, and even if it's an ear, even if it's a medina that's not acting properly, but at least live in a good neighborhood. And so the Avni Nezer, who's Marich in the midst of Aliyah Eretz Yisrael, in Yeridei and Simin Tov Nun Vov, writes that it's only Kedei Lagur Bein Shomrei Torah. You have to live amongst the from people, amongst the observant people, good people. And he doesn't bring from the Gemara and the Rambam about the Yirsha Ruba Akum. So why does he say you have to go? How can he just say unequivocally like that you have to live? And if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Bein Shomrei Torah. The Rambam writes in the Gemara, based on the Gemara, that you can live in Eretz Yisrael, and even if it's Rubo Akum. So therefore, he must have understood that it's talking about where your neighborhood is from. So your surroundings are from surroundings. That's he's understanding it as well, and therefore he writes, sure you should make Aliyah. Just make sure you're going to live in a good place. Tesefta perik yudbeis deksubis halacha yudbeis ein motzin meir Yisrael leir shekula akum. You're not allowed to take out your spouse, force your spouse to go from a Jewish city to a non-Jew, to an ear that's not to say it's not Jewish. So if we're talking about in chutz from chutz laretz to chutz laretz, but only if it's kula akum it's aser, but if it's rubo akum no year. If you're in chutz laretz, you're allowed to be motzi from a Jewish place to a mostly non-Jewish place, as long as it's not all non-Jewish. So it's not talking about mechutz laretz lechutz laretz. So it must be. It's talking about from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael. You can't be motzi meir Yisrael leir shekulo akum. A Jewish city, you know, from Muncie to an ear in Eretz Yisrael that's completely not Jewish. Because when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to be living in a from neighborhood. To live among good people. Perhaps parenthetically, the Rambam there says that Motzien Meir Sheru Ba'akum, you can force your spouse to go from a city that's mostly non-Jewish to a city that's all Jewish, that you're allowed to do. So what are we talking about? Talking about Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Al Kopanim, but we have to understand. Since Sof, the union of Ruba Akum also has a chisaron of Shechinim Ra'im. That's what it says in Eitz Yosef Nein Yankov over there. Nidon Be'ir She Ruba Akum Mitzad She Yilmad Mima'aseyim. So we're afraid there's going to be a bad influence. That's the problem of Ruba Akum. So Ma'an Yan Shel Yeshiva Be'eretz Yisrael Be'gedot Shekatab HaRambam B'domo K'mi She'yesh Lo Alokai Now, as we have a problem, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, we're afraid you're going to learn from the bad neighbors. If it's Rubo Akum, and nevertheless, the mile of Eretz Yisrael is Goyver. Why is the mile of Eretz Yisrael stronger than the negative influence of the surroundings, right? If it's an Ir Sheru Ba'akum, so then there's going to be negative influences. And the Rambam says, you know why Eretz Yisrael is better? If you go to Chutz La'aretz, it's like being over to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that Kol Hador Ba'Eretz Yisrael Doimi K'mi She'yesh Lo Eloika, V'Chol Hador, right, as the Hemshech of you should live in Eretz Yisrael even if it's mostly Goyim, and not in Chutz La'aretz even if it's mostly Yisrael, because if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God. You live in Chutz La'aretz, it's like you don't have a God. And then the Gemara goes weiter and says what the Rambam says here, and if you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's Keilu Oved Avodah Zarah, and then he brings from David HaMelech, like the Gemara brings, like the Rambam here brings. So why is the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, of having a God, why is that greater than the Chisaron of the negative influence that you're going to follow in their bad ways? It's very, very severe. The Meiri writes that Ir Sheruba Akum Be'eretz Yisrael, you're not going to learn so much from the Maisa Akum. Whereas in the Ir Sheruba Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, you're going to learn more from the Maisa Akum. As if you're in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Ir Sheruba Akum, you're going to learn less from the Maisa Goyim than you are in Chutz La'aretz and Ir Sheruba Yisrael, and therefore go to Eretz Yisrael. But in the Gemara and the Rambam, it's not telling who you're learning. You're going to learn more, you're going to learn less. They say it's whether or not you have a God, not whether the Lamaisa, whether you're going to learn from the Darkei Goyim or not. So, Ma'an Yan Shel Yeshiva Be'eretz Yisrael, why does Eretz Yisrael greater than Chutz La'aretz? Because it's like you have a God, even though you have the Chisaron of learning from the Maisa of the Goyim, which is a Chashash if it's an Ir Sheruba Goyim, even if you're living in a from neighborhood. We also have to understand the Rambam brings this pasuk of "Ral Adam Yisrael Lo Yavo." That's based in the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis Naf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It says there, Rabbi Lozer, "Ki Avesolik LeEretz Yisrael Lama Paltali Mechadi Ki Samchu Mepaltali Mitalti Ki Asuvas Soda Yibro Mepaltali Mitlos." When Rabbi Lozer ascended Eretz Yisrael, he said, "I've been spared one curse." When they ordained him and awarded him the title of Rabbi, he said, "I've been spared two curses." When they appointed him to sit in the council of sages who dealt with the intercalation of the calendar, he said, "I have been spared three curses." And then the Gemara says, as it says, "V'haysa yad yadi al neviim choizim shav v'soyd ami lo yia zes soyd aibur v'ksav beisol yekosu zes smicha v'asol yevokam hashmo." And my hand shall be against the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the council of my people. Neither they shall be written in the register of the house of Israel. Neither they shall enter the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. Yechezkel 13:9. So when it says they shall not be in the council of my people, it's referring to the council of the Soda Ibur, the intercalation of the calendar. Deciding when to make it a Shana Muberes or not. Neither this should be written in the register of the house of Israel at Smicha. So in other words, it's a curse if you're not sitting on the council of the Soda Ibur, you don't get Smicha. And then the third is neither shall enter the land of Israel So the Gemara says, Kemashmo. So Rabbi Elazar says that these three curses weren't fulfilled in me, Baruch Hashem. So that's Gevaldik. But what does that have to do with the Rambam? What does that have to do with the Rambam? The Rambam is trying to explain to us that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like, it's not Avodah Zarah. You're going to Chutz La'aretz, it's like Avodah Zarah. So you're telling me a Shevach here of Eretz Yisrael, that it's a curse to be in Chutz La'aretz. Yifeh me'od. Aval ma zeh kashur la'Rambam? Just to tell us a mile of Eretz Yisrael, that's not the point over here. The point over here is to tell us that there's a mile of Eretz Yisrael is that Chutz La'aretz is like you're Ovid Avodah Zarah. When you go to Chutz La'aretz, like being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So why does the Rambam bring in this whole thing of Vel Adnas Yisrael with Peronis? I'm talking about a curse. I'm talking about a tragedy. It says Vel Adnas Yisrael Leivo. Mazik Hashul. The Rambam is saying here, Kol Yotze L'chutz La'aretz Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's his point. So what does he have to bring this whole thing of being a curse to being Chutz La'aretz? Lo Kashul L'Inyaneinu. So we understood that when the Rambam says you should live in Eretz Yisrael, even Mir Shiru Bo'akum, it means that the first state has to be a firm neighborhood, because he sells that elsewhere in Hilchos 6:1, that you're now allowed to live amongst people who aren't properly observing Torah mitzvahs. So that's that would seem to be pshat in the Rambam. But then we have to ask ourselves, how is the Maila of Eretz Yisrael greater than the, or why is the Maila of Eretz Yisrael greater than the influence of, right, the reason you're, you shouldn't live in a city that's Ruba Akum, even if you're living in a firm neighborhood, because of the bad influences. So, why does the mitzvah there as well, why does that override the potential bad influences? So that's question number one. We also want to understand how this, why the Rambam brings in this thing of El Adam Sisrael Lo Yavo, that it's a curse not to come to Eretz Yisrael, when Zelo and Yan Kan. And Yan Kan is just that we want to show that Eretz Yisrael is... that being in Chutz La'aretz is like Ovid Avodah Zarah, like the Gemara says, that if you're in, I don't know why the Rambam doesn't bring it here, but the Gemara says, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God, and even Chutz is like you don't have a God. So how does this Pasuk prove it? Vel Adam Yisrael Lo Yavo. The Rambam here brings the part of the Gemara that says that it's like being Ovid Avodah Zarah to be in Chutz La'aretz. But again, how does Vel Adam Yisrael Lo Yavo have to do with being in Chutz La'aretz? With the Maila of Eretz Yisrael not being Ovid Avodah Zarah, having a God as opposed to being Chutz La'aretz, which is like not having God, like being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now, as far as what the Rambam says, that if you're Yotzei Mechutz La'aretz, if you're Yotzei L'chutz la'aretz, kilu oved avodah zarah. So it's known what the Ramban says, ala Torah, parashas achremos, v'yikra perek yudches pasuk lofei, v'ov dvarav v'kama duchti. And we've discussed this at length in the past. And in the Tshuva Sarash, b'kuf la'madalat, it's because in chutz la'aretz, they'll shilton asarim. Chutz la'aretz, they're foreign, there's a foreign rule over here. There's, not here, there. In, of the angels, if not, it's not a direct, directly, impacted, influenced by Hashem. They're intermediaries, so it's like Avodah Zarah and Chutz La'aretz. Look in the drushes of the Ma'arit and Ba'alos Chagimel Mitzad Ruach HaKodesh Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is more godly than Chutz La'aretz. Now that's not about leaving Eretz Yisrael, it's talking about living. Not about leaving, going from one place to the other. It means if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then it's like you have a God, like the Gemara says. And it's not like you're Avodah Zarah. If you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's like you don't have a God, it's like you are Avodah Zarah. So it's not about leaving. The Rambam here says about leaving. That if you're kol hayoytze l'chutz la'aretz, if you go out to chutz la'aretz, it's like you're Ovid Avodah Zarah. How is it dafka b'yoytze? Im zeh inyan shel sarim or ruach hakodesh, like the Ma'arit says. So what does that do about going out? Where you are, not that you went from one place to the other. So zeh kushya l'Rambam. As a malbim ala sifra b'farashat behar, ויקרא פרק כ"ה פסוק ל"ח מציין למה שכתוב שם בספרה שזה המקור לדברי הרמב״ם. The Sifra there says כל היוצא. And look in the shoot מעריטץ in סימן פ"ה. דן בזה מהיכי תשא יוצא דווקא. He doesn't understand why יוצא, even if the Rambam has a source. What's pshat? The Gemara says כל הדור. And the Gemara is talking about the reason that you can have כפייה. A spouse can force the other spouse to go from... Eretz Yisrael. One can force one's spouse, we see there in the Mishnah, you can force your spouse to go from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not talking about the problem of Chutz La'aretz, it's not going out to Chutz La'aretz. The problem of Chutz La'aretz is being in Chutz La'aretz. But according to the Rambam, the problem is the Yetziah of Chutz La'aretz. Why did Dafka the Yetziah? If somebody's in Chutz La'aretz, so the Mishnah there says you can force his wife to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why can he force his wife to go to Eretz Yisrael? Or the wife can force the husband. Because when you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's kilu aveir avodah zarah. It's doyim elamisha kamisha ein lo elokai. That's mazik kashul that you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're going out to Chutz La'aretz. It's being in Chutz La'aretz in the first place. That's the problem. Ayin b'steichem et b'klalim b'ois chof sifkot en ayin. And in the riff, in Yankiv, he writes about the Gemara says in Ksubas Kufir Aleph that you're now allowed to go out from Babel to Eretz Yisrael because it says Babel Yuvu Vishama Yu, you should remain in Babel. So how could you have a chiyuv to be in Chutz La'aretz? It's Kamisha Inlo Alokai. So he says that when it says that Kol Hadar, when you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's Kamisha Inlo Alokai. It's only when you're Yotzei Meretz Yisrael Midaito Vlo Baal Korcho. If you're there Baal Korcho, then it's not like being Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's not like Inlo Alokai. The only problem is that, like the Satmaruv asked in the Vayol Moshe, Beis Perak Dalet, that the Makor is from David. David says that you expelled me and you said, go serve idols. And David was Baal Karcho, so you see that even Baal Karcho, if one is compelled to leave and go to Chutz La'aretz, that's also like being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So, question is, how can you be an Isra Aliyah from Bavel? If when you're in Chutz La'aretz, it's Kamisha Ein Lo Alokai. So even though we were forced to be exiled to Bavel, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to stay there. The Dove is forced to be exiled to Chutz La'aretz. It's like being Obed Avodah Zarah. In the Tosefta Perakei Avodah Zarah Alecha Beis calls Man Shtem Be'eretz Kenan, Hareini Lechem Eloka. Ein Antem Be'eretz Kenan, Eini Lechem Le'eloka. So if you're an Eretz Canaan, I'm a God to you. If you're not an Eretz Canaan, I'm not a God to you. So it's not Tali B'Yotze. It's wherever you are. And then Vayter, it says there that brings from David Darshan, and he said, Kol HaMiniachas Eretz Yisrael B'Sha'a Shalom B'Yotze. Kilo Oyved Avoydas Koychovim. If you leave Eretz Yisrael at a time of peace, then it's like you're serving idols. So now it's Tali in leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's not where you are. And he says, the Gemara says, the Gemara compares the Doyma Kamishi Yeshlo Aloika and Ovid Avodah Zarah is one. Because the Gemara first says that it's if you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's like you don't have a God. It's what? If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you don't have a God. It says, it's Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara. But we see in the Tosefta not like that. We see in the Tosefta that when the Tosefta says that it's like you have a God, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you don't have a God, it's like if you're in Chutz La'aretz, it's like you don't have a God. That's about where you are. It's not totally in being Yotze. And then it says Vayter that if you're Yotze, then it's like you're Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Gemara was in Mechalek between where you are and being Yotze. The Gemara, it's just about where you are. Mala says that if you're in Kol Hadar be'chutz la'aretz, like you're a bit of a zara. If Rambam first says that if you dar be'eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God. You dar in chutz la'aretz, it's like you don't have a God. And it says what? If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you don't have a God. Okay. If you live in chutz la'aretz, it's like you're a bit of a zara. That's so much better. And then we bring from David HaMelech. But again, here we're not talking about here, it's about where you are. Dar or not dar, dar in Eretz Yisrael, dar in Chutz La'aretz. And the Tosefta says two different things. He talks about having a God or not having a God. If you're in Eretz Canaan, you have a God. I'm your God. If you're not, then I'm not. That's not Tala B'Yotze, it's where you are. And then it says, but if you're Yotze, if Tuchutz Laretz is Kilo Ovid Avodas Kochav. So which one is it? Not only that, but the Rambam starts off and he says, Lolam Yadur Adam Beretz Canaan, even in a land that's Ruvo Akum. So it's about where you live, and not in Chutz Laretz, even in Yosher Ruvo Yisrael. Shekola Yotze, Luchutz Laretz Kilo Ovid Avodas Zar. Excuse me, what's the Yotze? What's the Yotze? We're talking about where you're living. And all of a sudden the Rambam transitions to Yotze. That's odd. So if it's telling Yetzia, then why does the Rambam begin that it's telling Bedira? So Merv Rabbeisai, we certainly have our work cut out for us. And we're so blessed that we have all these kashas. Atana Gleisa Ba'arpele Toyhar. What's the Arpele Tohar? Arpele is fog, and Tohar, we say in Yom Narayim. Tohar is clear. Tohar is Lashon Tsohar, is light. Moshe Shapiro always points out the Tzadi and the Tafar. The Tess are interchangeable. So it's light, and Arpele is fog. So how do you have Arpele Tohar? Fog of light. And so when you learn Torah, you have to first go into the fog. It's not clear, and then your mom see light like you've never seen before. Each time we learn the sugya properly. So that's the bracha Hashem gave us, that we can go into the arafel and then have the Torah. Okay, sweet friends, like I said, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot in front of us, and it's so incredibly exciting. This is going to be geshmak, off the charts geshmak. So please stay tuned, and Bezrat Hashem. נראה נפלאות, נפלאות. שלום, שלום, אהובה, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי. והנה אדם ממשיך.